The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Take your time. But when you're ready, settle into a comfortable upright posture. And it's a nice habit to get into, to take a minute or 2 minutes. A little longer if your mind's a little bit more wild than usual. And just do some easy deep breathing with the emphasis on easy. So you're really feeling that long, slow breath coming in, filling the lungs, really feeling the sensations of the breath going out. Taking your time and, of course, not straining at all. So we're really breathing in a way that feels good. You can even tune into the pleasantness of this deeper, longer breathing. As if we have all the time in the world for each in-breath, each out-breath. And each time extending the in and out breath a little bit longer, but of course not straining at all. So maybe two more of these longer breaths. And eventually, trusting the body to breathe however it likes to breathe. We don't need to control the breath because we know that the body can breathe naturally without any conscious controlling. And we're going to begin the loving kindness reflection in a way that I find personally very useful. So we begin by simply receiving the different sensations we feel throughout the face and head, becoming interested, for example, to feel the sensations at the scalp, the top of the head, but to open to these ordinary sensations here with a lot of kindness. Just appreciating the hardness of the skull, the weight of the hair, maybe some vibrations you might feel here at the top of the head, back of the head, the ears and sides of the head. Noticing any tension, any sensations in the temples and then into the brow, the forehead. Care about all of these sensations here in the face and head, the tension around the mouth, the lips, the jaw. Feel the eyes, appreciating the eyelids, touching the eyes, the nose. And just a kind and friendly presence with these sensations here in the face and head. You can even, if you like, imagine a sweet, simple smile. A simple smile of appreciation for the head and face. Opening, feel the neck now, the throat, back of the neck. And then the sides of the neck down into the tops of the shoulders. Appreciating all these sensations right down through both arms, the biceps, the the bend of the elbows, forearms. Simply feeling, caring about the back of the hands and the different sensations in the palms and the fingers. And just a very simple recognition, I care about the neck and throat and shoulders and arms and hands. I care about these sensations here. Care enough to be intimate, to be accepting, to be forgiving. And we open to the entire trunk, begin at the top, so we feel the upper chest and the upper back, shoulder blades. Feel the structure, the rib cage in a kind way. We're not judging, we're just appreciating the different sensations here at the top half of the torso, the solar plexus, the kidneys, and slowly down into the abdomen, down into the lower back. Even willing to be open to feel unpleasant sensations if that's what's there, as we take in the entire torso, including the structure of the pelvis, all the way down to the floor of the pelvis. Just appreciating the top half of the body, caring enough to be intimate here, present in a kind way. And feeling both legs and both feet now. All the different sensations here. Care about the lower part of the body, the toes, the thighs, the bend of the knees, both feet, shins and calves, everything here. In fact, appreciating, caring about the whole body, feeling the whole body together in a kind, tender way, caring enough to be interested, in a sense, listening deeply into the body, sensing deeply into the body. I care about this body just as it is now. I care enough to just allow the body to be the way it is, not having to fix it, not needing to judge it. May this body be happy and healthy and at ease. And feel free silently to repeat some of the words and phrases I use if you'd like, if it helps. For example, may this body be happy and healthy and at ease. You can even sense a very subtle, serene smile, just in appreciation of the whole body, the strength and resilience of the body. I do care about this body. Care enough to be right in the middle, undefended, intimate. May this body be happy, healthy and at ease. Happy body. And appreciating the tender heart And you can tune into the heart center, just feeling whatever you feel here. Even if it feels numb or nondescript or feels hard or held in some way. But realizing that there is this very natural tenderness and sensitivity of the heart that feels things, the heart that is touched by experience all the time. Feeling this, then feeling that, pleasantness and then unpleasantness and neutral experiences. One experience after another all life long. And realizing I care about this sensitive heart. I care about the exposure, the sensitivity of this heart. I care enough to be really honest and intimate with this sensitivity, to not need to hide, and begin to see this willingness, this capacity to be intimate, to feel what you feel. See it as a thing of beauty. I'm so happy, I'm so grateful to be sensitive in this way. So grateful that the heart feels, even if it doesn't always feel pleasant. May the goodness of this sensitive heart continue. May it increase, may it never end. I care about this sensitive heart. The heart that is willing to be touched, willing to be open to all the joys, all the sorrows, all the ambiguity of life. May the great strength of this heart, great beauty of this heart continue. May it increase, may it never end. And if you can, just tuning in to this simple but beautiful, expansive feeling here in the heart, this basic goodness of the heart, you could say. If you'd like, repeat a simple phrase like I've been offering, may this goodness continue. May it increase, may it never end. But you don't need to use words or phrases. You can just feel that quality of love or that goodness of heart. Notice its expansive, buoyant quality. And just let it be a meditation object. When it becomes faint, then use a phrase or a mental image to help reignite or reconnect with that basic goodness of the heart, that's sensitive, that cares, that's capable of forgiveness and acceptance, capable of appreciating what's beautiful and good. We do care about this good heart. So we'll continue in silence for a little while so you can experiment using phrases or doing the practice in silence. Just learn what works for you. And you can even use the word love, peace, or something simple, just as a way of strengthening, reigniting that glow, that warmth, that expansive feeling in the heart, which is the object of this metta or loving kindness meditation. Keeping this beautiful feeling of love, keeping it alive here, right at the center, and feel how it expands. And naturally, at times, you'll want to go out and include your loved ones, people here in the room, and even when it's strong, out to all beings indiscriminately. May all beings be safe and happy and at ease. And may all this goodness continue, increase, and never end. And for the last couple minutes, no matter how faint, keeping in mind as the object of meditation this beautiful, light, expansive quality of love. In Buddhism, we call it boundless or immeasurable, the qualities of loving kindness and compassion, and appreciative joy and equanimity, these four emotions of love. May all this goodness continue, increase, and never end. Just sensing this goodness spreading, filling up every corner of the body, mind, inside, outside. sensing this love everywhere. May all this goodness continue. May it increase. May it never end. And letting go of the words and just allow the practice to naturally transition into a mindful awareness practice. So the first thing you might notice is the relative calm. Calmness is like this. But just noticing what's predominant. Acknowledging it's something being known. And then if you normally work with your breath or with hearing or with whatever training ground you've been using for your awareness practice, just allow that experience to come to the forefront. This is being known. Breathing in is being known. Breathing out is being known. While breathing in, sensitive to the whole body. While breathing out, sensitive to the whole body. And as we continue in silence with our awareness practice, notice how the practice of love has supported, is supporting this awareness practice. So we'll just continue now in silence for the rest of the period. remember to begin again and again with great patience and forgiveness, cultivating a continuity of present moment awareness, non-judging. And to help us prepare for daily life practice, if your eyes have been closed, let's let the eyes open. But we're not looking around, we're just simply gazing toward the floor in front of us, body soft and relaxed. If we can, holding the body still. And for these last minute or two, last few minutes, no longer directing the attention back to any meditation object, but simply notice what the mind is knowing, what's predominant. In other words, recognizing this is being known, can this be okay? Or even just allowing everything to happen on its own. No friction, no resistance, just letting things be.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.